All right, anyway, welcome to our pre-show. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show pre-show for today, Monday. We're going to have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police today. Margaret Gray will also be weighing in on the Amy Pascal Sony debacle. And it's an industry, movie industry thing. It's rather fascinating, and it's also extremely serious because this is a big company that had their computers hacked. A lot of people say, well, it's got nothing to do with me. That's about the dumbest fucking thing you could possibly say. It's got nothing to do with you. If they can hack into that system, they can hack into anybody. And if you have company email, do you have email at your office that you know, that if it were you know, let out to the public, forget about the public. If just other people saw it that you didn't want to see it, do you think you'd feel bad about that? If not, then I understand where you're coming from. But I don't know too many people that are like that. There's email that we write. We'll tell you one thing about that email that I saw. Some of that shit, man, I just couldn't believe that anybody would. I learned how to write emails with a far more sober tone and a much more controlled tone back when I was at Clear Channel, because I used to write really pissed off emails. And I never got anywhere that way. If you're in a position where you don't have to worry about how you sound to somebody or how you talk to somebody, then you're not going to really restrain your language. And what happened with this Sony email was that this woman, Amy Pascal, who's one of the CEOs there, and I say one of, I think she shares power. She's the chief creative person, and then she shares power with another guy. Amy Pascal was talking about Leonardo DiCaprio being despicable and that Aaron Sorkin sleeping with this broad and he's broke and, you know, Obama, what kind of movie? Some people probably don't get the racial, the negative racial aspect of those jokes. There's no question. I've talked to just enough people. They don't get it. All right, fine. You don't fucking get it. You don't get it. I do. And no explaining in the world. I don't think people that don't get that or say they don't get that really want it explained. I think they just, you know, they don't want to get it. Anyway. It's kind of like saying, what are you, white? Oh, fuck, you must like Deliverance. And let's see what else you like. You like any movie having to do with marrying your sister, and any movie having to do with banging your fucking daughter, and any movie having to do with living up in the holler. Is that, you know, we got a lot of white people this summer, so we're going to need to make some fucking movie about fucking your mother and living in the holler. Well, what's that? That's not a white stereotype. Yeah, it is. Sure it is. It's a fucking white stereotype. And even if it's not a white stereotype, me saying that it's a white stereotype has just made it a white stereotype. So if you're the kind of white person who gets offended by racial jokes having to do with whites, that would fucking offend you. If you don't give a shit, like I don't give a shit, are you white, Henry? Then you must be making a movie about banging your daughter. You know how it hits me is... It hits me like you don't know me. You have no fucking effect on me, man. You are not a fucking factor. Black people can't think that way. Anyway, because it isn't true. You know, it is a factor. Anyway, let me see what we got here, man, in terms of the news into this thing. Hostages are held inside a cafe in Australia. Let's see, Amy, Sony. Boy, Sony's not even a bubbling under anymore. Okay, news. Yeah. Sony Pictures demands that news agencies delete. Now, this is interesting. 3 hours ago, this just came over the wire. Sony Pictures... demand that news agencies delete stolen data. Now, there is a, and this is a man by the name of David Bowles. David Bowles is a famous attorney. David Bowles was last, I believe, David Boies, maybe that's not the same guy, that was involved in the Clinton impeachment or perhaps the disputed election of 2000. Sony Pictures warned media outlets on Sunday against using the mountains of corporate data revealed by hackers who attacked the studio's computer system in a sharply worded letter sent to news organizations, including the New York Times. David Boies, a lawyer for Sony, characterized the documents posted online as stolen information and demanded that they be avoided and destroyed if they had already been downloaded or otherwise acquired. The thing of it is there's a thing called compelling public interest. In other words, when that guy, forget his name, went into Acorn and videotaped himself as a pimp with the whore and all that shit, and they came back, Acorn did, and said that this was surreptitiously recorded and that it's, first of all, it was illegally acquired and then it was illegally distributed. The people that got that, the tape, the news agencies that got it, argued that, well, we didn't break the law in making this recording. Somebody else did. Nobody, we didn't go out and acquire this. It was sent to us. And there is a compelling public interest in publishing this, meaning showing this video. And that argument has, I think, held in the so-called, not the court of public opinion, but in actual litigation. If there's a compelling public interest, you know, so if you have information and you're probably asking, what is compelling about the fucking Sony hack? Well, it's interesting from a lot of different standpoints. It's interesting in terms of salary. It's interesting in terms of how they deal with the movie stars in their employ and how they deal the political process. Certainly, the comments made by Pascal and Scott Rudin about President Obama, yeah, let me go pitch, you know, find out if he likes Django in 12 Years a Slave. That's of interest because these people, man, these executives at the studio sound, forgive me for saying, like they don't get around much. You know, in other words, they are in that ivory tower. And first of all, their jokes weren't funny. Secondly, they're not even up to date. You know, that kind of humor is real 70s and 80s shit. So this is a new story. And this is a story that we should definitely print. 1, 2. All right, then we're going to get going here. Sony hack, how it happened, who is responsible, and what we've learned. Now comes information that this may be an inside job, and I don't think that that's the case, given the various databases that they had to access. Somebody said that it doesn't sound like it's North Korea, because North Korea would have to go through their own set of real strange gymnastics. But North Korea has China. You know, China's got North Korea's back. And China does this shit all the time. What are you talking about, man? Doesn't sound like anything the North Koreans can do. Anyway. Here's this. I don't know if you guys can see this or not. Can we open an image in a new tab? Yeah, we can. There it is there, but I don't know if that's going to help or not. That's wrong. I just wanted to see this fucking thing. Can I open it with this? This is weird. I'm just trying to give a little focus to this thing. or Zoom, I should say. The fuck is that? All right, well, enough is enough. You know, we'll get to this shit in the body of the show. We don't have to look at it now, but it is interesting. That was the, this is the image that was appearing on the video screens of the employees at Sony when they got into work one fine morning back in November. Sony's network was down for days. The greater damage was from all the confidential information that got leaked. Yada, yada, yada. Some people have blamed North Korea for the attacks. Were they responsible? So far, the evidence for North Korea's involvement is weak. North Korea does have a motive. The reclusive nation is furious at Sony. And there is some circumstantial evidence linking the attack to the North Koreans. Forensic analysis has found that the methods used against Sony are similar to those used in a 2013 attack on South Korean companies last year. Some security experts support those attacks carried out by North Korea operating from China. However, North Korea has denied involvement in the attack, and on Wednesday, the FBI said that it didn't have evidence linking the attacks to the North Korean regime, and there are other reasons to doubt the North Koreans are responsible. As Kim Zetter has argued, nation-state attacks don't usually announce themselves with a showy image of a blazing skeleton posted to infected machines or use a catchy nom de hack like Guardians of the Peace to identify themselves. You don't fucking know if the North Koreans are trying to... I think that's a really fucking weak argument against North Korea being involved. They could be using any kind of a way of obfuscating their involvement. There's some evidence that the hackers may have been aggrieved about last year's big layoffs at Sony, which doesn't seem like something the North Korean regime would care about. And the hackers demonstrated detailed knowledge of Sony's network that could indicate they had help from inside the company. In the past, these kinds of attacks have often been carried out by young men with too much time on their hands. The 2011 LulzSec attacks, for example, were carried out by a loose-knit group from the United States, the United Kingdom, and Ireland with no obvious motive beyond wanting to make trouble for powerful institutions and generate publicity for themselves. What we have learned from the leaked Sony documents. We've learned that running a big media company is kind of boring. Many of the documents focused on routine business activities, like the company's never-ending efforts to generate revenues from its vast collection of old movies, like the forgettable 2001 film Saving Silverman. We've learned that Sony sometimes pays high-profile men more than women for what appears to be similar work. Of the 17 Sony executives paid more than $1 million, only one of them is a female, Amy Pascal. Jennifer Lawrence was paid less than her male co-stars for her role in American Hustle. The Verge, a Vox Media sister site, uncovered documents revealing an effort by Hollywood movie studios to counter the lobbying agenda of Google, a company the movie industry refers to as Goliath. Sony and its competitors upset that Google hasn't done enough to crack down on infringing content in its search results, and that the company has lobbied against proposals like the 2012 Stop Online Piracy Act to beef up copyright protections. True. That's true. That's all true. Because Google doesn't want to run afoul of its customers. Their customers are decidedly different from Sony's customers. Sony's customers are people who are traditional moviegoers. They pay to see the product. Google, you know, believes in, or would tell you they believe in internet freedom. All right, we're all fucking done here, man. Let's get going. Margaret?
Yes, I'm ready to go.
Okay. And the rest of you guys?
Yeah, we're ready. This is the world-famous...
Not yet. Okay, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We will get rocking this here thing.